Anthony, Titus chapter 2. And it's interesting. I think he's going to continue pressing along some of the same lines we were
Absolutely.
Finding in chapter 1. But as for you, Titus, teach what accords with sound doctrine. So we're back to this healthy teaching, healthy words
Absolutely.
that I think that's great.
Health-giving words.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Verse 2, older men are to be sober-minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, and in steadfastness. Wow.
Soundness again, right? Same word. It keeps
Yeah,
coming back
so
to that
isn't that
health-giving.
interesting?
Yes.
Yeah, I like
Healthy
that.
words, not unhealthy words.
Yeah. Verse 3, older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior. So, isn't that interesting? They're to be reverent regarding others and be respectful of leaders, and by doing so, they set an example for the younger to
Exactly.
also
Makes common sense.
respect and
Right.
to be.
These are not elder women. They're not women elders, by the way. Some people try to twist that. No, these
The
are older
older
women.
women, yes.
It's not female
Yeah,
elders here,
absolutely.
because he's against that in principle.
So, older women likewise would be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. Oh, wow. Okay. They're to teach what is good. And so, train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind, and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. Likewise, urge the younger men to be self-controlled. Show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works. And in your teaching, show integrity, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that an opponent may be put to shame, having nothing evil to say about us. Slaves are to be submissive to their own masters in everything. They're to be well-pleasing, not argumentative, not pilfering, but showing all good faith, so that in everything they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior.
High standard, isn't it? He doesn't
Wow.
try to abolish slavery and goes through this
Sure.
argument. He accepts the slave-master relationship as
Yes.
part of what you do. However, the Christian slave-master would have to be a totally different
Yes.
person
Yeah.
than the bad example of non-Christian
Surely,
slave-masters.
yes. Not in any
Yeah.
sense abusive or
Right.
inappropriate toward those
Right.
people.
So yeah, that would be employer-employee
Yeah, more
relationship.
of a,
So
yeah.
translated into our
Sure.
modern times, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
Not pilfering, right.
So it's interesting. He's kind of catching all categories
He
here,
is.
isn't he?
Nobody
He's
escapes.
touching on everybody. Everyone is to be sober and self-controlled and sound in faith and in love and. And this just flows. He begins by bringing that to the attention of the older men and then the older women. And
Yes.
but he mentions the wives, the younger
Yes.
men,
Yes.
and
Nobody
wow,
escapes. Nobody escapes scrutiny here.
So we're
Exactly.
all, I think, under
Yeah.
these reasonable but sure requirements.
Absolutely.
For faith and love
Right.
and
Right.
character.
Right.
Yeah. As you said before, who is going to administer in the kingdom of God? Do we want people who are unlike this? Do we want folks who are
Tremendous.
not
That's
sober-minded
right.
and not dignified and not self-controlled
Exactly
and
right.
not sound in faith?
So what we do
Who is
now
it?
bears very much on what we shall be doing.
Yes.
That's wonderful,
Yes.
isn't it? Our talents now are going to be used in the service of the church
Yes.
with a view to a much greater service as we combine our efforts and with Jesus when he returns, managing the
Wow, yes.
world. 1 Corinthians 6:2.
Yeah, I love this this word adorning the teaching
Yes.
of God our Savior. adorning, I guess beautifying it by Absolutely. your life, your example. Right. Isn't that nice? Yeah. And we have here this comment, he mentioned it before, God our Savior, God mm-hmm. our Savior, Jesus yeah. our Savior.
Yes.
That's easy talk, easy understanding for
yes.
for Titus and all the others.
Yes.
God is our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, He is saving us, His people, by His Messiah, mm-hmm. who is also then our Savior. But Jesus is appointed to be Savior by God.
Yes.
And empowered to be, commissioned to be
yes.
Savior by God.
Yes.
So we understand all that. There's ultimately one Savior, that mm-hmm. is God Himself.
Mm-hmm.
But He saves His people through others.
Exactly. Nehemiah, there were saviors according to the
yes,
judges.
Yes, yes.
There are saviors at different levels. Mm-hmm. There's only one
right.
absolute Savior, God the Father.
Absolutely.
That's quite clear.
Verse 11 then, mm-hmm. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people.
Yes.
Training us to renounce ungodliness mm-hmm. and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives mm-hmm. in the present age.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
who gave Himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness, and to purify for Himself a people for His own possession,
mm-hmm.
who are zealous for good works. Declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you.
Yes, even despite your youth.
Well,
yeah, we need to comment on the famous 13th verse.
Oh, yes, of course.
Looking for the blessed
yes.
hope, the second coming, clearly. And the appearing, one of the words for the parousia, the
yes.
epiphania, the appearing in the yes. future of the glory of our great God and our Savior, it should be translated, not our great God and Savior, as though that's one person.
Yeah.
Jesus is not called God here. Mm-hmm. That's out of the question.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody wants to reference a parallel verse, you find in 2 Thessalonians 1:12, if you followed the rules of grammar that some insist on wrongly at this point, you'd have to translate 2 Thessalonians 1:12 according to the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Doesn't sound right, does it? Of
yeah.
our God and Lord Jesus Christ. Obviously not.
That
it means our God and our Lord Jesus
and
Christ.
Our Lord
Same
Jesus
grammatical
Christ, yes.
phenomenon exactly here. The great God, who is the Father, 1,300
right.
times in
yeah.
the New Testament, and our Savior.
Yes, yes.
So one of these invented grammatical rules doesn't work. If you
mm-hmm.
apply it across the board, you'd come mm-hmm. to some ridiculous understandings.
Yeah.
Let the text breathe. Let God be God, and let
sure.
Jesus be the Messiah.
That's right.
And you'll find
that's
that a
right.
lot easier.
And it's no difficulty at all when you take into account context.
Mm-hmm.
This flows very well then.
Yes.
Because, again, right from the very beginning, Paul has made clear mm-hmm. who God is.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentions in verse 3 that
mm-hmm.
God is our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But then he also brings to us in verse 4 who Jesus is. He's
yes.
the Christ.
Jesus.
He's our Lord.
Right.
And He's our Savior.
Yeah.
But this, as we've said, isn't hard. Of course, God is the ultimate Savior
yes.
of all
right.
in all things.
Yes.
But He is saving through His Son,
yes.
Our Lord, Jesus the Messiah. Who is also our Savior then.
So we
that's
don't
right.
wrench one verse
yeah.
out of these epistles
that's
to change
right.
all that. So
that's right.
our friends out there should,
mm-hmm.
When they're talking to us about their friends, they would go to Luke 2:11,
mm-hmm.
says that the Savior
mm-hmm.
was born. He's
yes.
the Lord Messiah.
Yes,
the
yes.
Christos Kyrios, the Christ Lord.
Yes.
Not the same as the God Lord. There are two different lords, Psalm 110:1. The second Lord is not God. It's
mm.
God and not God.
yes.
So the one born is the Christ Lord in 2:11 of Luke. 2:26,
mm-hmm.
He's the Lord's Messiah.
Absolutely.
Yahweh's Messiah.
Yes.
Two different lords. Everybody understood
mm.
that in those days. 1,317 times the word Theos, God, means the Father.
Mm.
Twice for sure the word God is used of Jesus. Twice,
yes, yes.
for sure.
Mm.
The rest are completely unproven.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is where Thomas finally, failing to see that if you see Jesus, you've seen God, meaning that God is in him,
mm-hmm.
he finally gets it. He says, my Lord, Messiah, and my God. I get it now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sequel to John 14. Yes. Very easy. Mm-hmm. The other one is Thy throne, O God, quoting Psalm 45, where immediately the writer says, and there's a God on top of that God. So the one who has a God cannot be God.
That's right, that's right.
It's really pathetic in a sense that we should have to struggle over such an easy thing.
That's terrible. The rather strained efforts to make 13 one person just doesn't work because Paul has already established we're talking about two persons here. Each of them a Savior in God all in the ultimate sense, and Jesus in the direct sense of accomplishing that.
So if we could sloganize all that, we could say that cars don't fly and God cannot die.
That's right.
Son of God died, Paul says. Right. Therefore, he isn't God. This is not hard. God cannot be born and God cannot die.
That's right.
Those are parameters within which we should work. And we sound like the New Testament then, not like post-biblical tradition.
Yeah. Actually, they kind of rotate in a way. In verse 3, he says, by the command of God, our Savior.
Yes.
So God's our Savior.
That's it.
In verse 4, he then brings it to God the Father and Jesus Christ, who is our Savior.
Yes.
Verse 4.
Excellent.
When you come down then into the second chapter and you look at verse 10, so that in everything they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior.
Of course.
And now in verse 13, he's going to go back and mention, and Christ, our Savior.
Yes.
So we now have our great God and Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of rotating all through here. But he means two individuals, two persons.
Yes.
And he doesn't suddenly mean one person
in
verse 13.
No.
So it's not hard, actually.
It really isn't hard. It's a matter of common sense.
Yeah, this is not hard at all. Again, it's grasping at straws, straining to make these things something that they're just not.
Students can refer to Henry Alford, who was a Trinitarian officially, but when he gets to these verses, he's honest enough to say that people have forced a doctrinal view, quote, doctrinal view on these verses. If you read it naturally, the one in 2 Peter 1 also is not a reference to Jesus as God.
Right, right.
So our summary is that the Bible is about God and Messiah, the man, not God and another God.
Yes.
That destroys the fabric of Revelation. It actually shatters the universe, antagonizes the Muslims and the Jews.
Yes.
All of that is
And keeps Christians in utter confusion on the matter.
That's right.
Because most Christians who are honest enough to admit it recognize they have no earthly idea
what that means,
how this all is supposed to work about a three-person God.
They don't know.
And they're not three, but they are one, and they're not one, but they are. Christians are totally lost.
They don't get sermons on it either. What's going on there? When we spoke to a Church of England minister in England, he said that he was supposed to preach on the Trinity once a year on Trinity Sunday. So that's a sermon I absolutely cannot stand. with a British smile on his face.
It's interesting
ridiculous.
Nowadays in many, many Christian churches, you never hear them talk about the Trinity.
Yeah.
But if I was in that position, I wouldn't want to talk about it either. It just brings up issues, questions, confusion, and is actually injurious to people's faith. Now you've got to struggle to have faith in something that makes no sense. Everybody acknowledges they don't know what it means if they're honest.
14 is easy too. The one Jesus gave himself, right? He's the one who gave himself, who died to redeem us from every lawless deed. God did not die. The immortal God cannot die. Are we asking too much of the public to believe that? That the immortal cannot die without butchering language. Very serious issue, actually.
Yeah.
We needn't do that.
Yeah.
Then we are the people for his own possession. I love that because that's straight out of what was promised to Israel. We are the Israel of God, true people of God. Those promises made to national Israel are now applied to the international Israel of God, not, however, to the exclusion of a future for presently blinded Israel. There's a future for them too. We see that in Romans 9 to 11. But for the moment, don't give your identity away to an unconverted Jew. That's a sad thing to do. Mistaken. I think our marginal references, by the way, it's worth saying, you know, if you want to get a good New American Standard Version, by all means get the one with the marginal references, which are the best inbuilt commentary by far.
Yeah.
Take you back there to Deuteronomy and so on, and Exodus 19:6, where the people of God are the true Israel of God. That's an easy thing. It should not ever be something to struggle over.
Excellent, yeah. So Paul is just pressing forward with this this whole business in Titus. Again,
yes.
For him, it's all about the Word. It's all about fidelity to the Word, firmness, sureness, even to the point of resisting anything that comes against that.
Yes.
And anyone.
Yes.
Very
severely rebuking. That struck me anew. I had not taken that in. That is a very strong way.
Yeah.
We should be kind and civil, but no messing around.
Yeah.